Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, G&D, live on The Fan. And business is picking up in studio. We are joined right now by Brandon Marshall and Adam Pac-Man Jones, who are both in D.C. getting ready for a live event with I Am Athlete. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to their show at D.C. Winery, City Winery, right here in the Navy Yard area at the end of this segment. Both of these fellas, an all-pro in the league, had great careers, so it is cool to have them in studio. Welcome to the nation's capital, fellas.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you. It was awesome chatting with y'all last week. It's awesome to be in studio.
You don't have to lie.
Big question for you guys.
Yes.
Because we talked last week, right? Was it last week?
That was last week.
Was it Grant or you, Danny, that talked about coming to the show and getting childcare?
That was me.
That was Grant.
That was
so,
me.
So, Grant, wifey's good. She's coming. You guys are ready to go? Got childcare? Because, Danny, you talked about babysitting.
I'm going to use football terms. I'm going to use football terms.
Okay.
We are probable, Brandon.
Oh.
No. That means that's, 75%.
That's not good the day before.
Hey.
He needs to be off the injury report,
probable,
right?
Probable the day before mean you really not coming.
But I was a full participant in practice, Pac-Man.
Ooh.
I was probable, but I went through everything. So they listed me with that little P. If I got Brandon Marshall on my fantasy team and there's a P next to his name and then he doesn't play, now I'm mad. You're mad. Probable you're going to be there.
Yeah, okay.
I was questionable.
So
I've been upgraded.
So okay. What's holding the other 25% back?
I think as things are trending right now, we will be there. It's right. Just two kids under three. You never know what crazy thing happens.
You have Danny.
Danny said he's
are you
but I don't know if he can be trusted.
Well, I do have my own, and my wife doesn't usually let me alone with him for more than like 15, 20 minutes.
Think
there's a meal in the way.
Have Danny do it.
Yeah. I'm not.
Hold on. We just heard what happened to Danny on the freak accident.
Well, they just found out about my thumb. They're like, you can't leave him alone with him. Like, let alone other life forms.
No, you're leaving
your kids with this guy right now.
I just wanted to shower.
I don't think
hospital.
So. You know where I want to start? This completely random. I just saw this online a couple days ago. I don't know how close you are with William Jackson, who plays corner here in Washington, but there was this viral video. Did you see this, Brandon?
You see what I had in the grill?
I seen the video.
I didn't see what you had in the grill. You opened the grill. But
I didn't open the grill. I said, hey, what I'm doing over here? I said, woo, I got Will Jack in here. They barbecued his ass on Sunday, and the temperature was at 450.
Well, in fairness to William Jackson, he's been barbecued every Sunday since he got here for a couple of years running.
He needs help. I knew I wasn't the only one. I guess I was the only one that was, man enough to come out and said the way I said it. And I said it. Like, if he played better, I'd get off of him. But he haven't played good. He haven't played good since last year.
You guys were together in Cincinnati or no?
Huh?
Were you guys together in Cincinnati?
Yeah, we was together in Cincinnati.
So, I mean, supposedly, or at least what we were told was, we were getting this thing we haven't gotten yet because he's one of the higher paid corners in football, second highest paid player on the team. And since he was a baller?
He was good because he had somebody to really, you know, I tell you this, all right? Tariq, you need, like, some people can just smart. He's one of those guys that you have to give him hooked on phonics for him to get it. if you know what I'm trying to say.
Like a visual learner? Is that what that means? Or like
visual,
less playbook to feel more, you got to be demonstrating.
Yeah, he needs somebody right there telling him, hey, look, you're doing this wrong. You're outside leverage. You should be inside leverage. You're pressing. You're bad with your feet. Like, if you don't have somebody, like, I was his guy in Cincy to say, hey, don't do it that way. You're killing yourself right there. I was the guy that myself, not because of the owners, you know what I mean? I said, all right, I split the reps with him so he can catch up a little bit because I was in the later part of my career. But, you know, it is what it is. We'll have a chance to be good, but he got to play better. That's just pure point blank. Well, I don't have no personal,
personal I get that.
Beef with him.
Here's what I love about what you guys do, though. I told you this to some extent when we had you on the phone, Brandon, recently, is you referenced you were the only person that's come out and said it that way. There is a leeway you're going to get as an athlete with pelts on the wall to do something. Like, that was funny. That was legitimately funny.
You can't.
If I did that, do you know how much people would hate me?
Really?
I'm happy you told me that, because every Sunday, I'm going to come up with something now.
You should. I'm serious.
Seriously.
All I do is sit there and watch film.
I am
90% of the time, I could just do Will Jack. Getting his ass tortured every week. But it's a lot more guys that's getting tortured, though. You get what I'm saying? I'm happy you told me that.
I got to watch more film.
Brandon don't watch film.
When Washington, I'm talking about on the Commanders. So when the Commanders acquired...
to release
Will Jack
at the end of the year, probably.
Okay, like I said, this was my number one offseason pickup.
Oh, really?
What?
Because how he played that. Hold on,
Pac-Man Jones.
We have lost Pac-Man Jones.
Right,
listen, we're talking about how he played that last year in Cincy. Like, I'm a big Will Jack fan, right? And the reason why I say I want to watch more film, because sometimes you go into, like Pac said it too, like, that's a big deal having a veteran in the room. Someone on the team that can, you know, navigate you through what you're dealing with or what you're seeing, what's happening. That's a big deal. The philosophy, the guys around you, meaning like, what does the front seven look like? You know, the philosophy of the defense. I said that. So I need to watch more film because Will played well that last year in Cincy. I don't know what's going on since he's been here. You going to put it all on him?
Just think about this. If you can take away the plays that Will Jack have gave up for the Commanders, y'all tell me, would they be closer? Would they be winning more?
Well, they wouldn't be 1-3.
They'd be
probably
closer. They'd be closer.
I'm just saying. Last year he gave up. I seen one game. This one. I ain't gonna keep going on about it. But one game himself, 740 yards. I'm saying damn near all together.
In one game.
That seems like a lot, Pac-Man.
It is.
It is.
I might put it times two, but that's what it felt like.
So, here, Brandon, a question for you. Have you ever been in Terry McLaurin's shoes where you're like, all I do is produce 1,000-plus yards and catch touchdown passes and get first downs and matriculate the ball down the field, and I can't get the ball. I'm running open and I don't get the ball. Mm. How do you prevent yourself from losing your mind? He's such a nice dude that he, like, maybe that's not in his DNA. I would be so furious if I'm sprinting and evading defenders, and I need the ball
right now,
and he's not getting it for halves at a time, for games at a time. He had two catches in a boat race against Dallas this past Sunday.
Right.
It's the most unacceptable thing on this planet. I'm sorry I'm yelling at you. It's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. I would be so, you can just see it.
Right.
I'm fat nothing. I hurt myself taking a shower, for God's sakes. I would lose my bleep.
Who
if
was
I'm
the
him.
Worst quarterback you played?
Did you ever deal with that? What'd you do?
Well, yes, absolutely. And I lost my mind. I ended up at McLean Hospital. Everybody knows in the sports world that I'm really passionate about mental health. And it was when I was playing. So playing for the Miami Dolphins, I'm now in a situation where my targets dropped down to like 120 targets. When I was playing with the Denver Broncos and I was the number one guy there.
Almost 200.
No, it was 165, 170. You're one-on-one, you're wide open. I couldn't understand why the quarterback wouldn't look at me first. I couldn't understand why the offensive coordinator didn't game plan around me first. I didn't understand that because that's how it was before. So absolutely, and it's hard for a wide receiver. I actually had to go learn how to deal with some of those situations, those tough spots, but he's doing a great job of, you know, you know, keeping his composure, his poise, because a lot of guys flip out about that. You see wide receivers run to the sideline, throw their helmets down, they say the wrong thing in the media, and guess what happens? Oh, you're a diva, you're the problem. But the reality is, no, this offensive coordinator is the problem. This quarterback is the problem. That's the reality. It's a tough situation for a wide receiver. Wide receivers always say our success is in the hands of everyone else. Like, I just truly feel that. Pac-Man, you can go out there, you can make a play. You can be in the wrong position at times, and you still get the tackle. You could be in the wrong position and still get an interception. Wide receivers, man, the offensive coordinator got to call the call. The offensive line got to hold up. The quarterback, you know, got to make the right read. You know, there's so many things that go into the success of a wide receiver.
And he's probably not as mad as you were, Brandon, because he ain't had a quarterback to throw him the ball, really.
Right.
Think about the last 4 years.
Yes, we have thought about the last 4 years a lot.
That's come up on the show a couple of times.
Like, I'm just saying, like, so he probably like, God, I'm going to the game. You know what I mean?
This is what you need to know about quarterback here. Carson Wentz is the best they've had during McLaurin's career. This is as good as it's gotten. And through four games, he's had two pretty good and two bad. But he's got the highest ceiling of anyone they've had that he's dealt with previously. The guys from I Am Athlete are here. You're hearing from Brandon Marshall, Pac-Man Jones. They've got a live show coming up at City Winery tomorrow night. Going to be a lot of fun. They were in New York. They're in D.C. tomorrow. Philly on the 13th. Chicago on the 27th. Like traveling comedians or a band here. This is cool.
Danny is going to be in a building tonight, tomorrow night with his wife.
There you go. You're in. I'm in as well. We're going to be there. I want to ask you, you mentioned mental health. You've done a lot of good work and talked a lot about that. I have dealt with anxiety stuff. Did you deal with anxiety, depression, both? What were you dealing with?
So when I first got to McLean Hospital, I went through two things. Clinical evaluation. And a neurological evaluation. Clinical evaluation to see what I was dealing with. Neurological evaluation to see how things operated in my brain, if I was even capable of change. And after that assessment, 200 something questions, a couple of hours, you know, they diagnosed me with borderline personality disorder. The best way to describe it is like emotional disorder, being able to come back down to baseline when something happens. You know, do I have the skills to self-regulate? So that's what I dealt with. But I also was in, you know, this entire program for 3 months with people who were dual diagnosed or dealing with different things, bipolar disorder, anxiety, depression, substance abuse. So it can get real complex and it's case by case. But for me, I had to learn the skills and tools to be able to self-regulate what was going on, like we just talked about.
Yeah.
You know, wide receiver in this situation, I was the guy that would, you know, lose my cool and say the wrong thing to the quarterback or the offensive coordinator, throw my helmet on the side.
And now you're perceived a certain way.
Correct.
We're on the air saying Brandon Marshall's a hothead. You don't want to bring him in or whatever it is.
That's right. A guy that's with right. An attitude problem. Right. One of those.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
That happens. Pac-Man, you were one of the players who has made the transition now into some type of a post-career boxing career, I guess, right? You have fought. Are you going to fight again?
Yes, I am going to fight again. Real soon, probably December time.
December. Will it be, you think it would be the Barstool guys again or something else?
No, it's going to be with something else.
Okay.
Look like Showtime.
Showtime, wow. Yeah. So ooh, here's my amazing, question dude. Then, Pac-Man.
I got some breaking news there.
That is breaking news. Do you know who you're fighting?
I don't know yet.
Okay. If you could fight anybody from your career, it could be a coach, it could be a player, it could be whoever, who would you fight? They can't say no. They can't duck you. They have to fight
I really
you.
Don't have no beef with nobody. But if I could fight somebody, if I had to pick one person, it would probably be Steve Smith.
Steve Smith, the analyst on
NFL. I'd watch that, to be honest with you.
Why Steve Smith? Just because it...
I met Steve Smith my rookie year, and like he was like, I don't know. When we did the Reebok commercial, I always had this little thing in the back of my head, like, damn, he big broed me, or, you know what I mean? He tried to slam me. He wasn't nice to me when we first met. And then after my career went on, then we was cool, you know what I mean, as far as speaking when we seen each other. But, yeah, like, I don't got no personal
right.
personal beef with him, but I would like to beat his ass if we had a fight.
Nothing personal, but.
Nothing personal. I would just love to beat his ass. Well, boys, we're getting ready for baseball. The Nats are playing the Mets right here on the Fan. So we appreciate you stopping through. I'm going to give away 2 tickets right now. Congratulations. You're winning I Am Athlete Podcast Live taping tickets. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. The show is tomorrow at City Winery. This event is sold out. So your only way in is to win these tickets. For details and more event information, go to thefandc.com/contest. Big thanks to Brandon and Adam for being in studio. For Darius and Ryan behind the scenes, G&D saying so long. Enjoy this final Nats game.
Last time.
Of the season.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.